life. This is yin and yang together. And in each step of my life, I will die out of this, and I will live in the next one. And that's how it goes. Wish. Yes, saying it is easy. Should I wish for eternal life? Yes? Any answer? Oh. No one had read that book. It's a lovely, lovely book about this guy who has problem and blah, 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 blah. He will find someone. That someone will tell him the story of a guy who made a deal not to die. And he didn't die. A woman will find him in the jungle, laying down and having some leaf on top of himself. So what are you doing here? See, I'm that guy. See? Then, what are you doing? He said, nothing. I don't want to do anything. I don't like to do anything. Oh, I made family, I made a fantastic city, a lovely one, but the others came, they attacked, they ruined everything. I started again and again and again. Everything will ruin, everything will be worse. So, I have seen my children die, the children of my children die, and the children of the children. That's how it is. I'm bored, I don't want to live anymore. But when you wish about your life, you say, for good. For good, what it means. That's Rumi's time. Now times, do you want to stay here up to the last moment that our sun will explode? Because there is no forever. There is a limit for everything. Aha! Let's go back. Let's go book one, page one. How about that? Always let's go there. We told you that you know about the rules, and we want to talk about the exception. And we said the first exception that you should understand is love. Then beauty. And what are they good for? Nobody knows. But they are good. Everybody knows they are good, period. Then the problem is, do you remember? Your brain. Why? Because quantities. Your brain thinks that more is better. Do you remember? And we talked about it. He doesn't know that more is not better. There is a limit for everything. Everything. So, here we are back again over there. Here we will say, this fellow, this animal part of you, wants eternal life. Eternal life, what is? Okay, Moses said, yes, I give you the eternal life. None of this happened to you, none of that happened to you. No, 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 no. Oh, let me tell you, this is the difference. That prophet, he said, I will give a good gift to the fellow who tells me that that month, that Rabbi is here. And the lady said, Rabbi is here. And she got the gift to be the paradise, and that was it. So, I always almost counted all this just like that for you. Then, now Pharaoh will say, good, good, good. There is nothing less over there. Whatever I think you will say or give me, that's all I want, right? But let me think about it. Why? That's the first thing that your brain is doing always. Doubt. Yes, you explain it, it's perfect, it's good, but doubt. let me discuss it with someone else. Now, from the lady, you will hear exactly the same. The lady will say, why do you? You say, yes, this is good, so what? The reaction is like that, yes.
How Pharaoh took counsel with Esau as to believing in Moses, on whom be peace. He related these words to Esau. She said, offer up your soul to this, O black-hearted one. At the back of this speech are many favors. Enjoy them quickly, O virtuous king. The hour of sowing is come. Bravo, what a profitable sowing. She said this and wept and became hot in urging him. She sprang up from her place and said, blessed are you, a son has become a tiara for you, O poor bald man. A cap, in sooth, covers the defect of the bald plate, especially when the cap is the sun and the moon. In that very chamber where you heardest this, how did it not you say yes and utter 100 expressions of praise? If these words of Moses had entered into the ear of the sun, it would have come down headlong in hope of this. Do you understand at all what the promise is and what the gift is?
You see how the reaction is. Logical, simple, why? Because that lady, she has nothing to do with Pharaohship. It's just the logical part of Pharaoh. And it's healthy. So the reaction is, this is fantastic. Congratulations. Look at it. It couldn't get better. Why didn't you say yes at the first moment? This is something, this is all the Isaiah say. Yes.
God is showing solicitude for Iblis. When that gracious one called you back so kindly, oh, 'tis a wonder how thy heart remained unmoved, and how your heart was not burst, so that by means of that burst heart of yours, there might accrue to you the portion of felicity in the two worlds. The heart that is burst for the sake of God's portion eats fruit from the two worlds as the martyrs. True, heedlessness and this blindness is a manifestation of divine wisdom in order that he, the heedless man, may endure. But why to such an extent as this?
Ah, you see that this is not that lady, this is Rumi. Is explaining to you that when something like this happens, you should embrace the occasion. This is the loftish, you should understand it. Then he goes on and on that, you know what? When something like this comes to you, suddenly you should really collapse. Go insane, because this is what it is. This is fantastic. Why don't you understand it? Ah, okay, I understand that ignorance is a part of the game, yes. And ignorance is not logical, it's hikmat. Do you remember this is hikmat? The knowledge that we are talking about. Huh? The name of this knowledge is hikmat. Here he will say, that ignorance is hikmat and being blindness to control. This is a gift to us even to be stupid and dummy, but not to this level that you don't get it when they say this. I understand that. Rumi here will repeat it again. That, listen, ignorance, not knowing it, is good and bad at the same time, because it's useful. Listen to it, yes?
True. Ignorance is a manifestation of divine wisdom and bounty in order that stock and trade may not suddenly fly out of hand. But not ignorance so great that it becomes an incurable sore and a poison to the spirit and intellect of one who is sick. Who really can find bazaars like this, where with a single rose you are buying whole rosaries, where 100 groves come to you in exchange for one seed, 100 minds in exchange for one groat? Kana ila is the giving of that groat in order that kana ila lahu may come into your hand. For this weak, unstable who was brought into being by the steadfast who of the Lord.
This is the explanation now. Everything was saying the exaggerate level of this to understand that we are talking about a quality which these quantities, they don't really count over there. And all of that. What is this? At the end of the day is to give yourself to God, to be with God. Okay. What you give yourself, what is yourself? What you get is to be with Him. Think about it. This is how it works. Because you have a personality, who, of yet, this is your personality. You have this personality, which is human personality. Think about His personality and that joining. Because what we are talking about is that you have a non-infinite spirit. You have a personality which has a limit. With this deal, it will be eternal and will not ever die. This is how it is. Where is the personality of Rumi? Will die? You see that after 800 years it is still going on and on and on. But how many people died and they finished? This is how it is. Even this personality is like that. Yes?
When the who that passes away has surrendered itself to Him, it becomes everlasting and never dies. Like a drop of water, which is afraid of wind and earth, for by means of these twain, it is made to pass away. When it has leaped into the sea, which was its source, it is delivered from the heat of the sun and from wind and earth.
Are you listening to the example he brings? The best one. He said, you know what? It is like a droplet of water. A droplet of water is worried. Why? Because the earth will hit it, the air will get it. It will evaporate and finished. This is a droplet of water. Should worry always about its existence when it joins the ocean. Now, there is no worry. It's there, it's in the ocean. This is what could happen to us. We are the droplet. If we join the ocean, we are with the ocean. If we don't, we evaporate, we're finished. Yes?
Its outward form has disappeared into the sea, but its essence is inviolate and permanent and goodly. Hark, O drop, give thyself up without repenting, that in recompense for the drop, you may gain the ocean. Hark, O drop, bestow on thyself this honor, and in the land of the sea, become safe from destruction. Whom indeed should fortune like this befall? A sea has become the suitor for a drop.
This is the trick. Is that just imagine the ocean is attracting and pulling the droplet. This is what it is. This is what's happening